Good morning. This is Long Island Morning Edition on 88.3 WLIW-FM, heard across the East End on 96.9 FM in Central and Western Suffolk. I'm Michael Mackey. Private schools, including Jewish yeshivas, face stricter enforcement of longstanding requirements that they provide academic instruction, quote, substantially equivalent to that in the public sector, following the preliminary adoption of revised statewide rules yesterday. John Hildebrand reports on Newsday.com that the unanimous vote by a committee of the New York State Board of Regents virtually ensures final adoption because the committee includes a majority of the 17-member Regents Board. A final vote by the board, which sets most of the state's education policy, is scheduled for this morning. Under the revised state regulations, which would take effect September 28th, non-public schools would have expanded options for showing that they meet academic standards. For example, they could obtain recognition from accrediting agencies or demonstrate to public school officials in their community that they offer adequate instruction in English, social studies, math, and science. Non-public schools also must employ teachers competent in those core academic courses, and instruction must be in English. Non-compliance could result in losses of state and federal funding and even in shutdowns of schools themselves. The vast majority of private schools, including Jewish academies, already comply with state regulations. However, a number of yeshivas in Brooklyn and Rockland County recently have objected to what they characterize as government interference in education that is primarily religious. The dispute has spread to Long Island and other parts of the state. Efforts to connect 64 homes in Manorville affected by potentially dangerous toxins to public water are one step closer to fruition after Riverhead officials agreed to enter into a cooperative agreement with the Suffolk County Water Authority on a water improvement project for the area. Jean-Paul Salamanca reports on Newsday.com that Riverhead's town board voted 5-0 at their meeting last Wednesday to enter into the agreement to connect homes in the South Manorville area to public water. Nearly 15% of private wells of property owners in the affected areas, located near the former Grumman Naval Weapons Facility in Calverton, were found to have traces of perfluorinated compounds by the Suffolk County Health Department in 2020. Such compounds have been linked to reproductive and thyroid cancer, as well as other health complications. As part of the agreement, both the Town of Riverhead and the Suffolk County Agency agreed to submit separate grants for the New York State Water Infrastructure Improvement Act to help pay for the project, estimated to cost upward of $9.4 million. The deadline to submit grant applications to the state was September 9th. Both town and agency officials say the separate applications are so they can give residents in the affected areas the best chance to receive grant funding. U.S. News and World Report released its latest ranking of the nation's institutions of higher learning yesterday, with Stony Brook University receiving its highest placement in the history of this publication. Carol Polsky reports on Newsday.com that nationally known institutions such as Princeton, MIT and Harvard, Williams College, and the University of California at Berkeley continue to hold top-ranked positions on lists of national universities, liberal arts colleges, and public universities in the magazine's 2023 Best Colleges rankings. Stony Brook University rose 16 places to 77th among national universities and up 7 spots, moving from 38 to 31. In his uphill battle to become New York's next governor, Congressman Lee M. Zeldin, the Trump-supporting conservative Republican from Suffolk County, Long Island, has turned to an unlikely weapon: Eric Adams, the mayor of New York City. In recent weeks, and despite Mr. Adams' protestations, Mr. Zeldin has repeatedly aligned himself with Mr. Adams, a first-term Democrat, over the issue of the state's 2019 bail reform law, which both men have argued is deeply flawed and needs to be overhauled. Jesse McKinley and Dana Rubenstein report in the New York Times that it is a message that some other Republicans have also begun sounding, echoing the law and order credo that helped Mr. Adams get elected last year, and the litany that Republicans have been reciting in races across the country. Their goal appears to be to focus swing voters on crime and public safety rather than divisive social issues like abortion that often lead those voters to favor Democrats. The Republican minority leaders in the New York State Legislature have also cited Mr. Adams and Nick Langworthy. The state Republican Party chair suggested other Republicans would be wise to employ the tactic. I do think that Mayor Adams' position could be used more broadly, he said, not because he's collaborating, but because common sense should unite people of all party affiliations, end quote. With less than 2 months until Election Day, Mr. Zeldin is generally considered an underdog against Governor Kathy Hochul, with polls generally showing him consistently behind the incumbent. Mr. Zeldin is also badly trailing Ms. Hochul, a Democrat, in fundraising. Riverhead's transit-oriented development plan is moving forward. Town-designated master developers, RXR Georgica Green Ventures, will be the subject of a qualified and eligible sponsor hearing on Tuesday, September 27th, if the town board authorizes the hearing at a special meeting this morning. Alec Lewis reports on RiverheadLocal.com that RXR Georgica Green Ventures have proposed building more than 270 apartments, shops, and a 332-space parking garage in the area around the Riverhead Long Island Railroad Station on three parcels currently in public ownership. One is a town-owned parking lot opposite the train station. The other is a county-owned lot on the corner of Griffing and Railroad Avenues. If a resolution scheduling the public hearing is passed by board members today, the hearing will take place on Tuesday, September 27th at 6 p.m. at Riverhead Town Hall. The hearing is required by state law for the lease or sale of property in an urban renewal area, a designation the Railroad Avenue Corridor received in 1997 with the adoption of an urban renewal plan by the town of Riverhead. An isle in South Oyster Bay, Long Island, in addition to 10 other geographic spots in New York State and across the country, will officially be removed of the name Squaw as part of historic efforts to remove the offensive term. Squaw Island is now called South Island, according to an announcement from the U.S. Department of the Interior. Maureen Malarkey reports on Patch.com that the renaming was part of a final vote Thursday by the U.S. Board on Geographic Names on replacement names for nearly 650 geographic features that included the offensive word, which was historically used as an ethnic, racial, and sexist slur, particularly for indigenous women. With Democratic members taking part, the Brookhaven Town Redistricting Committee yesterday rejected three proposed maps that would have redrawn town council district lines starting next year. Carl McGowan reports on Newsday.com that voting mostly on partisan lines, the committee voted 5-3 on a map favored by Republicans and 3-5 on two maps supported by Democrats. Six votes are required to approve any map. Democrats Rabia Aziz, Gail Lynch Bailey, and George Hoffman took part in the online meeting after threatening to boycott unless it was moved to an in-person setting with public participation. Aziz and Republican Ali Nasir, the committee co-chairs, were to discuss whether to call a Wednesday meeting in a last-ditch effort to approve a map. The committee faces a Thursday deadline to submit a map to the town board for consideration. Brookhaven's redistricting effort has faced criticism from civic leaders and residents who have said the process is flawed. Proposed maps are difficult to read and would split some communities, while leaving minority communities such as Coram and Gordon Heights divided among three or more districts, critics say. Reapportionment is required because 2020 federal census data showed the populations of two Brookhaven Council Districts 2 and 6, are out of balance with the other four. All districts must be within 5% of about 81,000 residents, or about one-sixth of Brookhaven's total population of 475,000. Thus, the reapportionment is required. This has been Long Island Local News on Long Island's only NPR station, WLIW-FM. I'm Michael Mackey.